we can record, and we're going to talk about Parshat Vayishlach. Yaakov is coming back home, right? He spent all this time, one long paragraph in Haran. He comes home. He returns to Eretz Kanaan. He sells him Shechem after confronting Esau, etc. Right? So, source one, by Yaboy Yaakov, Shalem Yir Shechem, Asher Eretz Kanaan. And Yaakov comes, Shalem, complete, whole, everything is better when he goes to the city of Shechem. That's in Kanaan, but also because Aram, when he comes back from Aram. Vayichan apnei ir, when he camps out in the front of the city. And he buys the field that he had, that where he camps, where he pitches a tent, from the sons of Hamar, who is the leader of Shechem. And he pays 100 sitas for it, whatever that is. And he sets up a mizbeach there. They crawl low, and he calls there of the mizbeach, calls in the name of Hashem, Kelok Israel, God who is the God of Israel. The Rashi in most editions, some editions don't have this comment in there, or an article has it in brackets. It's not clear whether it's Rashi really said that it was added in afterwards, but he says, what's the Yechapne'ir here? He says, Erev Shabbat. It was Erev Shabbos. It was Friday, and that's from Beshiltot Rav Achai and old Halacha Midrashi collection. You read that and you think, what? Okay, says he comes to Shechem, he gets to the camp, and it was Erev Shabbos. What do you do with that? Where does that come from? What does it mean? It's a weird kind of comment.
Well, it does say like, Asher Nata Hashem Alo Miyad. Oh, no, but it's Miyad Bnei Chamor, not Miyad.
Yeah, but
like, it does have this sense of like a little bit of hurrying, like you're just leaving it right there in the front.
Okay.
That's my Erev Shabbos feeling.
That's
I can empathize with
it's
that.
Yeah, okay. Gotta get this out where you have no time, right? Sunset.
Just so leave the tent in front.
The original midrash, right? I couldn't find it in the actual Shul Tot. I didn't find online. I could look through it, but this is the version of that Gadata from Bereshit Rabbah. Rabbah is given cover of different places. Abraham. In Katu Bosh Mir Shabbat by Abraham, where it doesn't say anything about him keeping Shabbos, Yerash et Olam Benida. He inherited the world in a specific limited area. Emra says, Kumas Lechon, Aret, go walk the land, length and breadth, Kilachat Nana, that's the land I'm giving you. Wherever you walk, that's where I'm going to give you. That's Kana. That's Arash Olam Benida. But Yaakov, Katu Bosh Mir Shabbat, Yaakov, where it says explicitly he kept Shabbos, it says Vayichan Pnei Ha'ir, right? Because that clearly means he kept Shabbos. Meaning, B'nichnas im Dumedei Chama, he got there right as the sun was setting with the final rays of the sun, to Kaba Tuchumim Be'odyom, and he set up Tuchum Shabbos. I told his kids, everybody, here's 2,000 Amot, here's where we're camping. It's like, we're not going to make it to the city, we're camping outside, here's your Tuchum, we have Odyom from before on Erev Shabbos. He inherited the world without limit. Shemar says, "The Ezra Chakvar Arts, your seed will be as the dust of the earth." Uparata Yamava came of itself out of a neck, but you will spread out north, east, west, and south. So north, west, east, north, and south. Okay? Which still makes no sense at all. I mean, that's the Erev Shabbos. He camps in a year because he gets too close to Shabbos to make it inside, right? That's your miyad. He's in a rush there. He does the chum, so he can travel his 2,000 amot on Shabbos, right? Sets it up. Because, of course, he knew about Mitzvah Rabbanan, or Erev Tachum instead of Tachum, right? You know the joke, right? How you know Yaakov Avinu wore a black hat? Well, it says, Vayetei Yaakov Be'er Sheva, and he wouldn't have left without his black hat. Well, obviously, he would have said Tachum because he obviously kept Tchum Shabbos. Okay, so what does this mean? Very strange. Very, like, can't read that. So we look at the Mesha Chachma reads it, and I appreciate it because I use your Rav Kupperman Mesha Chachma, which you left here.
Do you have it? Because I could not find it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I have three volumes. It is down in Chani's bedroom. in her bookcase.
Okay. Okay. That's, I'm glad that somebody's learning from it. Okay.
You need it. It's probably, it would be cheaper for you to buy it than it would be for me to ship it to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which you're entirely welcome to do if I can buy you it, then I can do that for you. That's a really useful. Okay, we're going to take this matter seriously, but not literally. Before we that's how you look at a goddess, right? The other thing the public says anything about Erev Shabbos or Tchum, right? Ba'ichan, camp. So what is Yaakov doing here? The answer is, he's coming back from Haran, right? He's confronted Esav, all of the demons. I was on the east side of Jordan. So what he does, he crosses over. I looked at the map here. He crosses over Israel at Beit Sha'an, where there's a bridge now. Takes a 71.
That's the pickle factory.
In Beit Sha'an?
There's the kibbutz. They make the pickles.
That's quite possible. I don't know if it was there then or if he had pickles. But he's basically driving south on the 60. That's the highway in Israel. Go straight. He goes to Shechem here. And later he's going to continue on the 60 down to Beit El, down to Beit Lechem, and eventually move in with Father in Hebron. Okay? So he's moving south. He starts out in the north in Shechem. So he was in Haran for 20 years, 2 years on the road, 22 years away from home. You know that. Yosef is born 6 years before he leaves. He's working for Lavan for 6 years for the sheep. So his youngest children, or Zvulun, Dinah, and Yosef, are 8 years old. They're all born about the same time. So that it's 6 years plus 2 years on the road. They're 8 years by the time they arrive at Shechem, at our present. We don't know the chronology from there. Next week's parsha starts with Yosef when he's 17. And Vayesha, when Yaakov was living in Hebron. So the journey from Shechem to Hebron takes up to 9 years. We don't know exactly how it worked, how long it takes for him to make all this way. Okay? There's a little bit of what Rabbi Shulman calls an optical illusion. It seems like, you know, okay, he's going here, he comes in and comes straight down to Shechem, and all these stories that happened, the rape of Dina, like it all happened, you know, Binyamin's birth all happened in the course of a day and a couple of years. So really, this probably takes a couple of years to do all of this. And you know that because he's not always on the move. He buys land. He builds him his bayach in Shechem. He intends to live there. That's what he's doing in our paragraph. And so that's why Yaakov didn't fulfill kibbutz avim for 22 years. So that 20 years ends when he enters Eretz Canaan. I assume that even if he hasn't moved to Hebron too much later, which is where Yitzchak is living, he's gone down to visit, right? Whatever. Less than 40 kilometers from between Shechem and Hebron. He's seen his parents at some point. But he's living in Shechem. He's got sheep in Shechem. His sons, but next week's parsha, are shepherding all the sheep in Shechem. That's where he sent Yosef to. We don't know how old Dina was in the story of the rape. She's called Yalda. She's got to be less than 12 years old. So it's up to 3 years here in Shechem. He's doing something here. But I'd assume it's about 3 years. I'm in Shechem. Okay. So, what does that mean? What is he doing in that point? When we look at this, is the Targum Yonatan, and when it says that he built him his bech, it said Shem his bech, and you know we call it Targum Pseudo Jonathan to impress people, because it's not really written by Yonatan. But it's Targum Yonatan on the Torah.
Right. Who's it written by?
Nobody's not quite sure. It was originally called Targum Yerushalmi, and when the printers kind of got it backwards, because Targum Yonatan is on Nevi'im, not on Torah. Yonatan ben Uziel did not write a Targum on Yonatan. But anyway, this is the Midrashic collection. It's a Targum that's very Midrashic and very Gadotic. So it translates it as the way he built the Mizbeach. So Akim Taman Madbacha, and Yaakov built a Mizbeach there in Shechem. But Taman Yahav Masra, and there he gave his master, the Afrish Mi Kol Dilev, from everything that he had. Kadam Kelo Kal Yisrael, before Hashem, the God of Israel. So add this comment here about that he gave master. He built the Mizbeach, gave master. This is also another really strange guy. Where does that come from? Where is it we do that? And the master itself comes from his original neder, way back when he left Canaan, beginning of Parsha Vayetze. he's asleep on the rocks. He has a vision of Hashem on a ladder. And Yaakov gave him a vow and said, if Hashem is with me, and he guards me, he guards me where I go. He tells me, lechem lechol beged lebush, he gives me clothes, and food to eat, clothes to wear. And return to my father's house. And God will be God for me. And Rashi famously says, that's the condition. Hashem protects me, and I return home, and Hashem is my Elohim, my God here. That's one of the conditions. If Hashem acts as my God, protects me, is with me through the whole time, then, right, that's Rashi, Tashvish Bov, Shal Eben, Im Taselia, Ela, Ania says, so then, have Eben of Zod, Hashem Shalim Matziva, Yeb Elohim, that this stone will be a Beit Elohim, B'chol Hashem, Kikin Li, Aser, Asrin, Allah. Everything that I have, I will give Vaser of. So the empty Yaakov Kness, he says that implicit in the calling of this Mizbeach, El Elokei Yisrael, using the name of Elokei Yisrael, Yaakov just gotten this name of Elokei Yisrael, is a statement that no, but that you Hashem have fulfilled the statement of Vahiyah Hashem Li Elokei. Hashem, yes, you are now my God. You have acted that way. You have been with me. So now I'm going to fulfill my vow.
Isn't it in this week's parsha that he changes his name, right?
Right. So before this, he wrestled with the Ish, who's told him, your name is now Yisrael.
So now Elokim Yisrael, he's like Elokim Shali.
Right, this is Elokim Shali. In other words, Hashem, you have fulfilled, by naming that, he's saying, Hashem, you have fulfilled the conditions of my neder. I will now fulfill it. So I'm building the Beit Elokim. I built this Mizbeach. And the Targum Yonatan adds in, and yes, he gave the Maser as well. More of a, it's not said that here, but we assume it happened. He's fulfilling it. And this is the way that Yaakov puts it. Where did Yonatan get, the Targum Yonatan get that statement about, I mean, he says he built the Mizbeach. Where did he get the Maser statement? It's because he called Mizbeach in the name of names it in the name of Elokei Yisrael. It's Zekhuma tonight. That is the fulfillment of the neder of Hashem Elokim. Kind of a kralo kel Elokei Yisrael, right? You are now, you Hashem are the God of Israel. That's me. Right? And this is, you are fulfilled the tonight, and therefore we're calling this the shame Zek Deli Chayeb B'Maser. So I'm calling this to say that, okay, now I'm Chayeb to give the Maser. I have to build my Beit Elokim. I'm fulfilling the conditions of my Tanai. I am back. Right? That Yaakov intends to live there. That's where he's fulfilling his vow. He's back in Shechem, and the Mizbeach here is a Beit Elokim. It's not quite the right place. Right? He said, you know, that the rock there in Beit El is okay. Yaakov doesn't want to move to Beit El, and this is a perfectly good Beit Elokim he's building here. Hashem will take him to task for that. We'll see that later when Hashem tells him, Kum alei Beit El, v'shev sham, v'sei sham mizbeach. Rashi says on that, you know, after the incident of Dina, Hashem tells him, you need to go to Beit El. L'fi she'acharta baderech, ne'nashta. Since you spent all this time on the road, you've been punished. Balacha has built me Beit El. This is what happened in your family. You should have gone to Beit El. That's where your neder was. You got to fulfill it as you said it. But he does build his mizbeach. That's part of what he's doing, living in Shechem. He's not just herding his sheep, he builds Mizbeach. But he's fulfilling continuing the mission of the Avot. What are the Avot doing? What is their mission in life? No, his Avraham. He first comes to Canaan. They take Misham Ara, he can't obey Tel, they tell Elo, they tell me, I'm Yahweh, because then he goes to Betel, they even Shem Mizbeach Hashem, but he cries Hashem Hashem. Builds Mizbeach and calls out the name of Hashem. We talked about this before.
Yeah.
The purpose of Mizbeach is to, by cries Hashem Hashem, to call out. So it's everybody else. Similarly, by Yitzchak and Be'er Sheva, by Yivin Shemizbeach, by Krav Hashem Hashem. And the purpose is not to bring the carbon out per se, it's to, by Krav Hashem Hashem, serve God's word to the world, and you don't necessarily need a Mizbeach for that. We have Abraham famously, right? He builds an hotel, a restaurant. He has a rest stop on the way, and that's by Krasham B'Shem Hashem. That's his Baikra. Just by having good food for people, that's calling out B'Shem Hashem. What does that have to do with the Kavat Chumim B'Yom Yom, B'Yom Od Yom? What does that do with our original weird Midrash? We know that Chazal say Nevo kept the whole Torah. Abraham kept all the Torah, even, and this is the Rabbanan, right? The idea of Eruv Tavshila. That's the example they use. You can't take that literally. And there are lots of answers given. This is Rabbi Amital. Gush, then the devotees did not keep observe the mitzvah in the sense in which we observe it. They did not put on tefillin or shake the lulav. They understood and appreciated the underlying message of the mitzvah. That's the approach the Mesher Chachma is taking here. What's the message of the mitzvah, even these Rabbanan? Now we're back to the Mesher Chachma. How do we understand the idea that Yaakov, Vayichav Pnei Ir, he cared for the city, meant that he set up Tchumei Shabbat, Tchum for Shabbat? A tirb is there. What does this try to illustrate? Bemet, the truth is, Ama Yisraeli, the Jewish people, Hima Ma'on Machon L'Lakut Ba'olam, that we are the Ma'onu Machon, the dwelling and the base for the spirit of Hashem, the Shekhinah in the world. Olam HaShafel, in the lower world. Eina Shekhinah Shara El Bel favor of Israel. That's where Shekhinah dwells among us, the population of Israel as a whole. Lachain, and because of that, our goal is to bring the Shekhinah into the world. Abraham Chafash, Lafit Shizatov De'atov Be'elokut L'chol Ba'olam. Abraham wanted to spread the news of God to the entire world. Because he was one. He didn't have a nation to carry that in the world. He had to get everyone else involved. So that's what the Eshel was. He was getting everybody in. Everybody comes to my tent. I'll feed everybody and bring everybody into the knowledge of God. Okay, Yaakov. So Yaakov was different. He saw that literally his better simply meaning he had a family that was all Kadosh. 12 sons, or many daughters. Is a road die to you, Ma'onu Merkavah Shekhinah. That this would be the beginning of the nation that would carry the Shekhinah, to be the Merkavah in the world. He wasn't looking out to the world, he was looking within his own family. He saw the opposite key, that he was going to separate, that the Tuchimim here is going to separate his family from the rest of the world. Abraham's Erev Tavshilin is an example. We mentioned that because that's bringing everybody else in. That's what the Tavshil is. But Yaakov is Mugbolim B'Tuchum, that we be separated by a boundary. And that's why when you go down to Egypt, Yaakov makes sure that they're separate from the other nations. This is what the expression of Chazal were. Avram kiyam erev tavshilin. Specifically, he kept the erev tavshilin. Lachnis orchim lekabel gerim tachat kenfei Hashchinah. That was Avram's goal, bringing everybody in. Lo kavat tchumim. He didn't make boundaries. Shemayim ne'achad milavot lishmo de'ato. Because he didn't want to stop anyone from coming, from hearing it. Okay, Yaakov, Kabat Chumin, Yaakov made boundaries. He wanted to keep in Israel separate. But the separation, and this is what the Kuberman gets into, is now because Jews are so superior, we don't want to deal with all these inferior, lower people. That it's not what it's there for, it's there for the same purpose as Abraham's inviting everybody in. Quote, McCullough, the author, if everyone's special, then no one is. The answer is that's wrong. The purpose of creation is for everyone to be special. Everyone's got their own unique role in the Tzilui Maslan Hashem, and the Tichum that Yaakov is building is to allow Bnei Israel to develop into that special. Be a nation that's an example to other nations. Example of honesty, lack of machloket, to show what Yirat Elokim really means, what the potential is. The Tchumen that Yaakov sets up has the same purpose as Abraham's evangelism. Hakin Olam Malchut Shaddai. And that's the way the Meshech Chacham looked at it. He mentions that, you know, it says Vayichad Pnei Ir. That word Vayichad comes up one more time in the Torah. And we know that. By Mahashina, by Yishuvah, by Bo Midbar Sinai, by Chanub Midbar, they camped in the Midbar. Vayichad Sham Yisrael. That word Vayichad, they camped. And Rashi points out, it's in the singular. Yishachad B'Lein V'Chad. And that's what Yaakov is trying to Vayichad. That's what Rachel is trying to establish in his own camp as well. That we can be one nation together as example to others. Meshach Chachma's words, Yisinai Ipkred Al Tachumin, Sheh Vayichan Yisrael. So that, Sheh Vayichan Yisrael, Vayu Re'uyim L'Kabel Torah. Yaakov's Vayichan here, at least the Vayichan Yisrael, by Sinai, that we get the Torah, Vazitan Chumin, Kamol Yaakov. They're Yisrael become a unique nation. He settled in Shechem, and that's how he's seen by his neighbors. Right, he comes by Yaakov Shalem Yishchem. He is Shalem. Now all the people of Shechem look at him and say, "Oh, these people are Shalem. They're whole." When Shimon and Levi tell them, "Okay, you got to all have to get Brit Mila," they immediately assume they're honest. These are good. These are good people. We know that. And Ishima Ela Shleimim Hemitano. They are Shleimim, wholehearted. Right, Yaakov to Ishtam. They're honest, right? We respect B'nai Yisrael. Yeshuva Aris. Of course, Shimon destroyed that entirely. Right? They ruined Yaakov's relationship with the other people, and that's what Yaakov said. Yaakov Shimon Levi, Achar Temati. You have made me muddy things up. You've given me a bad smell among the people of the land. Can't stay there anymore. Not budget. And so when they leave, they travel, right? They leave Shechem. But he sitat elokim al harim asivu techem. That there's a fear, there's a terror of God on the people around them. They don't bother lo retuach rei b'nei Yaakov. They don't bother b'nei Yaakov, not because they love b'nei Yaakov, but because they fear them. And we have a quote from Javelli, right? You've seen that quote, right? Usually quoted that it's better to be feared than loved. That's what he says. He says it's much safer to be feared than loved. Okay? It's safer, but it's certainly not better. It doesn't accomplish anything. Yaakov needs to be loved, needs to be respected by everyone else in order to spread the message of what B'nai Yisrael is supposed to mean. So that's the meaning of Vayichan Yisrael, Vayichan Yaakov, that he established to Chumin. That's where the Meshech Chacham puts it. And the result of that, in our original Agada, said, Ve'ikav, Shekava Tuchumi Bojom, Yerosh Olam Shiloba Mita. He got the ultimate reward. For us, the Yamava came of the Tatona, and that is, Meshech Chacham is going to mention Yishayahu about Shabbos. Tashiv Meshevet Raglacha. If you hold your foot back, this is Tuchum, that's symbolism of Tuchum, Shabbos. And don't do all your own personal business on the holy day. Go to the Shabbat Onay, go to Yisrael, and you call Shabbat the delight. Keep Shabbat, unShabbat sick things. And then you will have joy with Hashem. And you will be brought high on the high place of the world. And you will inherit the inheritance of Yaakov if you keep Shabbos. In Tashiv Meshevet Raglacha, as Meshech Chacham says, there's Shemar Navi. In Tashiv Meshevet Raglacha, you hold your feet back on Shabbos. Feet back on Shabbos. Zeh Al Tchumen. And then Vachal Ticha Nachalat Yaakov Avicha, and I will allow you to consume the inheritance of Yaakov. The Yaakov Shekava Tchumen. That's the connection there. And therefore had this nachalat in b'lidai, this infinite reward for us, the yam of a kedma. Because you need to have that separation to allow B'nai Yisrael to develop into the orla v'ayim, the example to all the nations. And you should see this. Hey, Tev, you look at this carefully. This is true. That's Meshech Chachma. This is where Rabbi Kopperman summarizes it. Asher derech el kol b'nei basar yukruf v'shmecha, quoting Aleinu, right? B'taket alam b'malchut shaddai, and that we our goal is to get to kol b'nei basar yukruf v'shmecha. That's ha'chazon ha'universali. So Kupperman likes his English. You only get there through shalosh samchel kenoka hamagorli nekol mana. We need to start out separate, develop it our own way, and then we can be an example for other ones. So, to misquote McCullough, we need to be special so that everybody can be special. And that's the message of Yaakov Tikkun Tehumin at his point where he's living in Shechem. So, be special.
Okay. Thank you, Ava.
Okay, that works.